Hello everyone, welcome back to Us and Tomorrow. I am your host, Belinda. When people talk about the future of intimacy, the punchline is usually the same. One day, everyone will just date robots, or AI lovers will replace real relationships. It was always framed as decline, as if technology is cheapening human love. But let's start with a fact that people often ignore. Games like Love and Deep Space, 恋与深空, in Chinese, have become cultural phenomena. Millions of women download them, play them, spend hours cultivating digital relationships with characters who are not real. And they're not ashamed of it. These games are popular not because women cannot find real partners, but because real partners often do not respect them, especially in China. And when society denies women dignity, equality, and safety in intimacy, AI and virtual lovers do not look like a collapse. They look like relief. Love and Deep Space and similar games succeed because they promise women a kind of romance that reality often withholds. The male characters are attractive, attentive, and they listen, and they show consistent affection. And they offer the adventure without exploitation. And in a world where women are told to settle, to tolerate dismissal, this fantasy feels radical. And it's not about preferring pixels to people. Technically, with the same condition, I would always choose people, right? Most people would choose people over robots. But it's about experiencing what respect and care could feel like, uninterrupted. The digital lover is a mirror of unmet needs. And if Love and Deep Space is the current version, AI lovers are the next step. Instead of scripted storylines, AI partners will adapt in real time, and they will learn your moods, adjust your words, and evolve with you. And for many women, this is not frightening, it is logical. If real relationships are shaped by double standards, emotional labor, and inequality, then AI partners are not a replacement. They are a continuation of what women already built in the virtual space. Critics point at AI lovers and say this is death of intimacy. But what they miss is this. Intimacy has been dying for women in patriarchal structures all along, and AI is not the weapon that kills it. It is the bandage applied to wounds that were never treated. And notice how critique usually works. When men retreat into AI girlfriends or dolls, society panics about lost masculinity. And when women embrace virtual romance, society dismisses it as trivial, childish, a guilty pleasure. And both responses erase the structural issue. The problem is not that people fall for simulations. The problem is that real life intimacy is often unsafe, unequal, and unfulfilling. So, at this point, I am not saying that that having AI lovers is the solution. But purely blaming AI lovers distracts us from asking why so many women feel starved for respect in the first place. The machine is not the cause. The machine is the symptom, if you see what I mean. Think of lover games as rehearsals. They are practice runs for a world where women are prioritized rather than sidelined, where care is constant and not conditional, where attention is given freely. And these digital romances may be scripted and may be highly artificial, but they are revealing. They show us what women value and what is missing. And AI lovers will extend this rehearsal into daily life. They will no longer be limited into storylines. They will respond dynamically, creating an illusion of partnership that feels emotionally safer than many human relationships. That safety, however artificial, tells us something we should not ignore. So does AI stifle true relations? The honest answer is yes. But AI exposes how true relations have been stifled already. If women turn to AI and virtual lovers, I am not saying an individual woman, but I am talking about statistics. If macroscopically women turn to AI and virtual lovers, it is not because they cannot tell reality from fantasy. It is because fantasy treats them with more dignity than reality does. So instead of mocking the phenomenon, we should ask, why have we left such a vacuum of respect and equality that cold can fill it more reliably than partners? Why does the bandage exist at all? Because the wound exists. The arrival of AI lovers could go two ways. In one version, society shrugs. Real intimacy remains unequal. AI becomes a private patch, a quiet relief. In another version, society listens. The popularity of virtual lovers becomes evidence of what real relationships are failing to provide. It becomes a mirror. If women turn to machines for dignity, then men, families, and cultures have to ask why dignity was not given by them in the first place. So the next time you hear someone laugh at AI boyfriends, remember this: Love and Deep Space was not a joke. It was a message that said women deserve equality. And the real point is not to legitimize AI intimacy as a replacement for human intimacy, because I am not that evil. The point is that if society truly worries about declining birth rates, if it really wants women to choose reality over fantasy, then it must build a reality worth choosing. That means dismantling exploitation, making partnership equitable, and treating women with respect in homes, workplaces, and public life. Without that, voluntary indulgence in digital romance will not disappear. It will expand. Not because people confuse fantasy with reality, but because fantasy provides what reality still withholds. Thank you. I sound a little bit indignant today, but it comes from the bottom of my heart. This was Us and Tomorrow. Again, if we want intimacy to survive in the future, maybe the answer is to repair reality itself.